ہمارے حضرت والا عارف باللہ عالم ربانی رومی وقت حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب دام اللہ فیضوں کا کلام، میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے، داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں، داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں، تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں، تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں، داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں، تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں، قلب میں جس کے جب وہ آئے ہیں، قلب میں جس کے جب وہ آئے ہیں، اپنا عالم الگ سجائے ہیں، اپنا عالم الگ سجائے ہیں، داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں، تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں، اور ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں، ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں، میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں، میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں، تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں، داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں، حسن پانی کے چکروں میں میر، حسن پانی کے چکروں میں میر، کتنے لوگوں نے دن گوائے ہیں، کتنے لوگوں نے دن گوائے ہیں، داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں، شکل بگڑی تو بھاگ نکلے دوست، شکل بگڑی تو بھاگ نکلے دوست، جن کو پہلے غزل سنائے ہیں، جن کو پہلے غزل سنائے ہیں، داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں، منزل قرب یوں نہیں ملتی، منزل قرب یوں نہیں ملتی، زخم حسرت ہزار کھائے ہیں، زخم حسرت ہزار کھائے ہیں، تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں، تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں، کام بنتا ہے فضل سے اختر، کام بنتا ہے فضل سے اختر، فضل کا آسرا لگائے ہیں، فضل کا آسرا لگائے ہیں، شکل بگڑی تو بھاگ نکلے دوست، جن کو پہلے غزل سنائے ہیں، داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں، تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں، داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں.
الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. This beautiful poem of Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum. Maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hain, that I have taken a lot of sorrows on my heart also. That is, not looking at woman, not only beautiful woman, not to look at woman at all. Nafs has got just a natural tendency to look at woman, whether she's beautiful, not beautiful, whether she's white or black, whether she's old or young, whatever it is, nafs just likes to look. And when a person makes some effort not to look at all, then we will be able to understand this poem of Hazrat. That once I told Hazrat that I'm trying, and now I got some idea what you go through, that you don't, Hazrat just smiled. That Hazrat, he takes great care not to look at all at woman. Once we were leaving from the Khanqa, and Appa was worth, and about say 5 meters away the vehicle was standing. Hazrat said, I won't come there near because there's a lady there. So nafs, even just to be near, even if you don't see the woman, she's full in parda, but just to be there near, nafs takes enjoyment from here. And when a person controls himself to this extent, then what Hazrat writes in this poem, a person can receive. Daagh-e hasrat se dil sajaye hai. I have beautified my heart with the sores of sorrow. With that my heart wants to look. Nafs wants to look at woman, enjoys to look. And one other beautiful poem of Hazrat, that don't look even nafs agar hazar bahane banaye. Nafs will say that I just want to see if it's a man or woman. I want to see if it's an old lady, or just want to see that how is this lady dressed. She is like a pious lady, but how is she dressed? All the nafs will make so many excuses. You go for Umrah, and then there, how Indonesian woman look, how Syrian woman look, how Egyptian woman look. Nafs will just make no bad intention, just I want to see. But there is all nafs, evil conspiracies that it makes. Tab kahi jaake unko paaye hai. When I covered my heart with the source of sorrow, that is when I found Allah Ta'ala. And when we want to satisfy our nafs, make our nafs also happy, and we want to make Allah also happy, that is shirk. You only have to make Allah happy, then you get Allah. And we know also that a wife also, if you are completely faithful, sincere, loyal to her, then you get her. But if you have somebody else also, and a person, it's jais to have two wives, but then he doesn't have one also. Both of them are his wives, but both of them, they don't give him their full loyalty, that you got that other one also. And if you have got an illicit affair, then also your wife's love you will never get fully. So Allah also, a person can only get when a person turns solely and only to Allah Ta'ala. قلب میں جس کے جب وہ آئے ہیں, in whose heart, when Allah comes in that heart, اپنا عالم الگ سجائے ہیں. A person makes his own world then. His life, his thoughts are different. His places of passing his time are different. No more now with friends, no more with other things. He prefers to be more on his own. He prefers more to be in zikr of Allah, to be in tilawat, to be in namaz, to be in the masjid. Automatically his heart changes. Like for example, one is a time when a person, like after Fajr, now to settle Ishraq is an act of piety, but you want to go and sleep now. Now you look for an excuse that the friends you came with, one must just get up. You're just looking around. Then because he got up, I can't help it. Now I also have to get up. So nafs makes all these excuses. Many, many such excuses nafs makes. But when a person has found Allah, then he'll say, okay, all of you go, I'm sitting here. Then you start enjoying it. Then your nafs doesn't look for excuses to run away from zikr, to run away from nafil namazas, etc. When Allah has come in the heart, then that person's everything just, his dressing changes, his way of talking changes, everything changes. In haseeno se dil bachane mein, to save my heart from looking at these beauties, maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hai. I have to tolerate a lot of sorrow, because the nafs really wants to look, and with whatever excuses, your nafs, you'll go to a certain shop also, that I just want to check the prices there. But behind it all, because there are ladies there in that shop, or there's a certain lady in that shop, whatever it is, make excuses just to go to town also. You got no work, you could do it over the phone, but just to do it, even on the phone, just to hear a lady's voice, the nafs gets great enjoyment in that. Though even if you just talk what you have to talk, but nafs is such a thing that it takes enjoyment from there also. So Hazrat says, to save myself from these beauties, I have to tolerate a lot of sorrows. Husne fani ke chakkaro mein meer. A person who falls in the chakkar, in just going around looking at these beauties, having contact with them, etc. Kitne logo ne din gawaye hai. How many people have lost how many days of their lives? And if you read it, deen, dal, ye noon, they lost their deen also. In the search of this woman and in the chakkar, they lost their deen also. Shakal bigri, to bhag nikle dost. And when their forms change, old age came now, and now they no more so beautiful, then the friends in inverted commas, who just showed themselves to be friends, a friend is loyal at all time. If you are loyal to your father, even when he's sick and old, you still serve him. But if you just wanted to benefit from his money and whatever his influence, then while he had it, then you were there all the time. But when he now is old, he's weak, he's sick, he's bedridden, then you leave him. That's not a friend. A friend who is loyal at all times. So Hazrat Shaykh says, these friends who are after beauty, they're not after that woman. They're after beauty. When that woman's beauty is gone, they go and look for some other beauty. So they're not loyal. They're not even friends. Jinko pehle ghazal sunai hai. And before that, they should this lot of poems of love, and that how beautiful you are and how I love you. But just when their forms change, then they have nothing to do with them. Manzile qurb yu nahi milti. A person can't get that stage of closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Zakhme hazrat hazar khaye hain. A person has to have 1,000 thorns of sorrow stabbed into his heart. That his heart wants to look and he does not look, and then he finds Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, a person may be in a fool's paradise that I found Allah. But until he does not take the sorrow upon himself, you don't find Allah Ta'ala. Kaam banta hai fazal se akhtar. And all this can only be achieved when Allah makes fazal. Allah shows his special kindness on a person. Fazal ka asra lagaye hai. We are wishing, making dua, hoping that Allah shows his fazal upon us. Otherwise, a person on his own won't be able to be successful. So we have to beg Allah Ta'ala for his fazal, for his kind, special kindness. And when Allah grants that to a person, like it comes in the Quran Sharif, that for the non-believers, Allah Ta'ala lets loose shaitan upon them. Like you let loose a dog upon crooks, or upon an animal you are hunting, the dog goes and catches that animal. For the crooks, etc., the dog goes and it catches those people. Like that, for the non-believers, Allah lets loose shaitan upon them. And then they engage themselves in all their jumping, dancing, toying, and they all think they're achieving, but they make so big fools of themselves, but they don't realize it. This is when Shaitan is let loose upon them. From there we can understand when Allah lets loose his fuzzle on a person, then that person's whole life changes completely. His friends change, his thoughts change, everything of his. Now he doesn't have to save himself from guna. It's no more an effort. Allah saves him. Hadrat Damat Barakatum explains this very beautifully. Like a small child, they like to eat sand. So, and sand is harmful for them. The mother protects the child, stops the child. The mother sees that the outside there is all sand, my child is eating. Tells the father to have it paved or concreted, because my child is eating sand here. So the father does that. Then children are also one step ahead. So the child tells its friend who comes from the neighbors that when you come to play, you must bring sand in your pocket. Then the mother finds out, my son, the neighbor's child, his friends, when they come, they bring sand. Then she puts up a custom desk. When the child comes, first customs, that what are you coming with? Search your pockets. Are you bringing sand or not? Because she wants to protect her child. Like that, when Allah wants to protect a person, then even if he goes to want to make guna, Allah protects him. And he doesn't. And Allah Ta'ala takes out the desire of guna. And Allah Ta'ala makes it such that Allah breaks all the asbab of his guna. That wherever his guna, where he used to do them before, the means, all that, Allah takes away all those means now. And he himself gets surprised now that all those that means of guna, those very women that I used to joke with so much, now they don't even look at me. Allah blocked it. Now they don't even look at you. They don't want to talk with you also. Whatever, some argument happened or whatever, now that contact also. So we have to find Allah. Allah will save us. Even the desire of guna, we must not make dua that Allah takes away the desire. As long as the desire is there and we stop ourselves from guna, that is important. A person reaches high stages, but Allah takes away the desire of guna also. Then a person doesn't think even of guna. And he gets himself surprised that how I've changed. That what I thought I will never be able to give up these gunas in my life, but they have become so easy for me. My thoughts don't even go towards that gunas. So we have to forget the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah be kind and bless us all, the whole ummah, with his special kindness, and makes us his close servants and save us from all types of gunas, inshallah. In this kitab of sunnats, the next we read, Munche Tarashwana, to cut the mustaj. The mustaj, our sheikh, who is an expert in this field, has explained that to completely remove the mustaj, that is the best, first class, but not to shave it with a razor. Electric razor is all right, that works like a scissor. Basically, with a scissor, a person should remove the mustaj completely. And so much so that the whiteness of the skin can be seen very clearly. So much he must remove the mustaj. If a person wants to keep mustaj, the second level, which is second class, which is permissible, that the hair must not grow over the whiteness or of the top lip. Till there, no hair must come. Must keep it just, he can keep a mustaj, but it must not cover the whiteness of the lip. So that is that the masala about mustaj. Now here he explains, Munche tarashwao dari barhao. This comes in a hadith that cut your mustaj and let your beard grow. In other words, what is on the top lip, that must be cut off. What is below the bottom lip, that must be kept. The beard must be kept. What is above the upper lip, and there is scientific reason and explanation to this, that what is above the upper lip, that must be removed. What is below the lower lip, the beard, that must be kept. Munche bar rahi hai, aur dari ka nishan baaki nahi. But what's happened today, that mustaches are growing more and more, and no sign of the beard. What had to be kept, that is being removed. And what had to be removed, that is being kept. Like one, there was curfew in Pakistan, so one senior person, general of the army or something, He went out at night with his wife. So the police stopped him. That there's curfew, you're not allowed to be out. So he said, I'm the general. So he asked, where's your pass, your proof? So he said, that is at home. So he says, what you had to leave at home, your wife, that you brought her out and you walking with her. And what you had to bring with you, your pass, that you left it at home. So today everything is going opposite, haywire. So what was above the top lip, that had to be removed, but that we are keeping. And what is below the lower lip, the beard, that had to be kept, and that is being removed. Lekin unka nuksan kitna hai, aur kin kin amraz se samna hota hai, but the harms of doing this opposite thing, of keeping mustache and removing the beard, what are the harms of it, and how many sicknesses, illnesses we have to face because of this. Is zaman mein ek khususi report darj zail hai. He says, I'm presenting a special report with regard to this. Kewal father, ek Portugali science dan hai. Kewal father is one Portuguese scientist. His report, a non-Muslim's report with regard to this. Uski tahqeeq ke mutabik, according to his research, which he writes here, which he quotes now, translated, insani honto mein bare hassas aur tez glands hote hai. In the lips of a human being, Allah has made them very hassas, very sensitive. They very, the lips are very sensitive. Like you just put some hot tea or anything, sugar, something salty. The lips, a woman in Ramzan cooking, just a little bit on her lips and she makes out if the salt is right. The masalas are right, just so sensitive are the lips. Or taste glands, and the glands are also very, very strong. Jiska bilwasta dimag se taalluk hai. And in the alia, this has all got connection with the brains. Or yahi glands, marad or aurat ke infiradi taalluk mein rujhan barhate hai. And it is these glands that increase the connection between a man and woman, this glands. Therefore, a kiss has got so much of effect because those glands which are connected, so these glands, they are the ones that make a contact between a man and woman, and they've got great contact with the lips. Upar ke horn ke glands mein aise hormones paida hote jinke liye bairuni atharat aur pani bahut zaruri hai. The glands of the upper lips, there are such hormones in the glands of the upper lips, they are very sensitive and take great effect from outside things. That is from the water. Water, they take lot of effect. Bairuni asarat aur pani bahut zaruri hai. Yes, the outside effects like air also and water also. The upper glands take lot of effect, the glands of the upper lip. Jabke ye kaam agar moonche ho, if you have mustache, and especially a thick grown, well grown mustache, to nahi hota. Then this contact doesn't take place fully. Very, very little, the water, the air, etc., you are blocking it. Kyunki jab moonche na ho to upar ke hon par pani bhi lagega aur bairuni hawai asarat se bhi. And when a person hasn't got mustache, then the water also fully, and therefore five times a day make wuzu at least. Besides that also water, the oxygen in it has got a great effect on a person. Air is oxygen also, fully oxygen, that also. So when the mustache is not there, this has got, it takes its full effect on a person. Hawai atharat se bhi wo mutaathir hoga, warna moonche pani aur hawa ko roke rakhti hai. Otherwise the mustache blocks the air and the water also. Agar in glands ko pani aur hawa na lage to usse daimi nazla. And if these glands, water and air does not reach them, then a person always has a cold. Masoro ka varam, his gums swelling up, or aasabi khichao, and strain on mental strain he has. Ho jate hai. مزید یہ کہ اگر منچے بری ہو یعنی مستاج از گرون اسٹرانگ بگ تو جراثیم ان میں اٹک جاتے ہیں. دین جرمس آلسو ہے از سچ دیٹس وائی ان اسلام دا ہے انڈر دا پیوبک ہے انڈر دا آرم پٹس انڈر دا نیبل مسٹ بی ریموڈ ادر وائز لاٹ آف جرمس گیدر آن دے. دا میکنگ آف ختنا سرکمسیژن اٹ آلسو بلاکس سو مینی جرمس. And to wash with water, that is the best antiseptic, you remove all the germs. In fact, according to modern research, for AIDS also, those people who circumcise and use water to clean themselves are very greatly saved from AIDS as well. اور یہی جراثیم اس وقت اندر چلے جاتے ہیں جب ہم غذا کھاتے ہیں. And when a person is eating food, the collected germs which are right on top, they all go inside them. And that is the source of a lot of illnesses. نیچلے ہون کی کیفیت اوپر کے ہون سے بالکل برعکس ہے. And the lower lip is completely opposite from the upper lip. اسی لیے اسلام میں مونچے ترشوانے اور داڑھی بڑھانے کا حکم ہے. Therefore in Islam the order, the command is that remove the hair from the upper lip, keep the hair of the lower lip. That is that you must keep that. Even the small baby beard right under the lip, that must also be kept. And the beard which grows under the lower lip, that is its place of growing, that should be kept. That is absolutely essential. The two are completely opposite. The upper lip doesn't want hair. The lower lip wants hair. So these are great, great wisdoms, but we are not in need of these wisdoms. What we must follow is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tomorrow, even if there is another research, and these researches change all the time, they should not change us. We should still carry on what is sunnah, that is the final and the greatest research. The sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no matter what scientists, doctors, whoever, whatever their science research is, and how it changes all the time, we should not be affected by that. We should do it because of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regard to Kashkol Marifat, and yeah, Hazrat has quoted from Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh. And most of these malfuzat of the etiquette of a murid with his sheikh of the khanqa, how to benefit fully. Farmaya ke peer ko muqaddar na karna chahiye. Don't upset, don't hurt the feelings of your sheikh. اگر تقدر سے بچنے کا قصد کریں اور تقدر ہو جاوے تو اس کا اثر نہیں. If your intention is to not to upset your sheikh, but still something happened and you upset him, you did something, it just happened at that time, then there won't be the bad effect. It wasn't your intention. You won't suffer the consequences. اثر ہوتا ہے قلب مبالات کا. The effect is of the heart, and that heart which is unmindful, you don't care. Your intention was, I mustn't upset. And for that matter, any person. Don't harm any person. Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna. All Muslims, all people, everything, you don't cause any harm. The Sheikh even much more. Your parents much more. Your ustads much more. Don't upset them. Don't hurt them. But if you are la-ubali, if you are just unmindful, careless, you don't think, then you will do things, you will say things out of turn, and you will upset them. Bas ye teen halate hai. Ye logically, Maulana has explained it, there are three conditions. Ek to dil dukhane ka qasd hai. One is a person has an intention, I'm going to hurt this person's feelings. And that happens a lot. And very sadly, with regard in the family, the husband, the wife, the taunting the wife, wife taunting the husband. Unfortunately, this is a very common thing which should not be there at all. Whenever we get a chance, she took out a fault of ours, we look for 10 faults of hers. This is very, very common, and where we get a chance, we knock the nail and we knock it very hard also. So that is one, that your intention is to cause harm. to cause injury with regard to the sheikh, your ustads, anyone. Dusre dil na dukhane ka qasd na ho. The other is you in neutral. You haven't got the intention to hurt the person. And a person who's in neutral goes front and goes back. A little bit push from the front, you go back. A little push from the back, you go front. So if you are in neutral, you didn't make the intention of taunting, hurting the another person, and you haven't made the intention of not hurting the person, you will still do something. Because you are in neutral. Whatever, just something will happen, and something will spark off, and you'll blurt out, you'll say something. Teesre dil na dukhane ka qasd ho. The third is your intention. You make that resolution that I'm not going to hurt my sheikh, my ustad, my parents, my wife, any person. I'm going to make this intention that I'm not going to hurt. So there are three conditions. One is you make the intention to hurt the person, that we all can understand. One is you are in neutral. You haven't made the intention to hurt the person, and you haven't made the intention not to hurt the person. That person will also still fall into a problem. And when you make your intention, you put your car in gear, you pull up your hand brakes, it's a steep incline, you put some bricks under the wheel, inshallah your car won't move. It will stay properly where it is. So a person who makes that firm resolution that I'm not going to hurt, that person will be careful of everything. And automatically when he wants to speak, he'll think first. What must I say this? Mustn't I say it? How must I say it? What words must I say it now? Must I say it later? I mustn't upset the person at all. And that is, yeah, we are referring with regard to the sheikh, but this is general with everyone. Whether it is the wife, whether it's the neighbors, whether it's family people, whether it's business people, or whoever it is, then a person will be concerned about that. Pehli halat ashad hai. The first condition is terrible, that your intention is to hurt somebody. Dusri ahwan. The second is lighter than that, where you never make the intention, it's not as bad as the first one. Tisri pasandida hai. The third one is the required condition, that you make that firm intention that I'm not going to hurt my sheikh, for that matter my ustad, you make it your firm, my parents, my wife, my children, whoever it is, that I'll make it. In fact, the very sum total of the tasawwuf and khanqa of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi was that adam-e-iza, that don't cause any difficulty, iza, injury, harm to any person. And Hazrat used to say that adam-e-qasd-e-iza kafi nahi hai. If you don't have the intention that I'm not going to cause harm, that is not enough. Qasd-e adam-e-iza zaruri hai. You must make the intention, I'm not going to harm anyone. So one great niyat in the morning when we wake up, or when we leave the home, that Ya Allah, today I'm not going to hurt anyone whatsoever. I won't hurt the feelings, or physically, or in any way, I won't hurt any person. Dusri halat ka baith qalb mubalat hai. The reason for the second condition is that a heart that is unmindful, that is when you are in neutral, you don't think, you just leave your home, you speak to people, and you are not thinking that I must not harm them or anything. You are in a meeting, you are going to say something that is going to, if you made your intention, today I'm not going to hurt anyone's feeling, I'm going to be careful what I say, then that person will get saved. But a person who just went in neutral, he will say things. A certain topic came up and you have a complete different view, you will take out something for against those people who have the opposite view. Jis dil mein muhabbat aur azmat hogi, to be parwai nahi ho sakti. That heart that has got love and respect, that person won't be mubalat, he won't be laubali, he won't be unmindful. If there is love for the person, you'll be careful. I mustn't upset the person, I mustn't hurt the person. With small children, when we want to make them happy, how careful we are not to say that time that word or something which is going to make them cross. They get so cross when you tell them something. So when you want to make them happy, you're so particular not to say that word. And how many times in unmindfulness we say it, and there they start with their tantrums, etc. Agar qalb mubalat hai aur beparwahi hai, تو یا تو محبت کم ہے یا عظمت کم ہے. If a person is just an unmindful his heart, it is proof that he hasn't got love, or the shortage of love, or shortage of respect. That is why. Whether then it is your sheikh, which we are discussing, your ustad, your parents, your wife, the husband, whoever it might be. اگر محبت و عظمت دونوں نہ ہو تو ایسے موقع پر عقل سے کام لو. And love is to do with the heart, and the heart is not in our control. Respect has to do with the heart, it's not in our control. If a person hasn't got that love and he hasn't got that respect, then use your brains, that I must not hurt somebody. Love, the heart will the heart is the king, and the final decision maker is the heart. If you have respect and love in your heart, automatically things will be right. But if you don't have, you have shortage of love for your ustad, for your parents, for your sheikh, whoever it might be, then use your brains, that this is my senior, he is my leader, I'm following, he's my guide, how can I upset him? I must not upset him. سوچ کر کام کرے جس سے تکدر نہ ہو. Think and do whatever you are doing, think and do it, and think that I must not cause any injury, any harm. I must not upset the person. The next ملفوظ فرمائے کہ شیخ کے قلب کو ہرگیز تکدر نہ کرے. Don't ever upset the heart of your sheikh. اگر اس کو چھوڑنا ہی ہے, if after all you have exhausted everything and now your final decision is to leave the sheikh, you are going to make another sheikh, you're going to somebody else, at that time also don't upset and hurt him. تو بلا اطلاع کے چھوڑ دے. Don't inform him. And حضرت our Sheikh Damat Barakat must explain what your relationship was with him before. Like you should give him hadiya or something, still give him. But now you feel that to find Allah, you need another Sheikh who you'll find Allah. Go to your other Sheikh. Because the Sheikh is not the object. Allah is the object. And if you're not finding your Allah through your Sheikh, and you find the fault is not, you exhausted all the avenues. You made sure that it's not you that are not doing your ma'amulats, you are not making gunas in the secret, everything. There is something wrong with my connection with my sheikh, then make another sheikh. But then the other sheikh, you'll find Allah through your other sheikh. But with this sheikh also, keep a good relationship. Don't inform him now, because that will also hurt him. Don't let that happen. ورنہ دنیاوی زندگی اس کی تلخ ہو جاوے گی. مولانا تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ was a مجدد, a محقق. Say, if you hurt the feelings of your sheikh, your dunya's life will be bitter. You'll have problems everywhere in your life in dunya's matters. تادم نظر اس کو چین نصیب نہ ہوگا. Till the time that he leaves this world, he won't have peace of mind. He won't have contentment of heart. He will be upset. He will be always pareshan. جس کو یقین نہ ہو وہ آزما کر دیکھ لے. حضرت challenge us that any person who doesn't believe us, try it out and you'll see it for yourself. It will happen to you. اور ایک طرح دین کا نقصان بھی ہو سکتا ہے. By upsetting your sheikh, the real harm is your dunya's life. But inter alia, your deen can also be harmed by doing this. وہ یہ کہ ذوق شوق جاتا رہتا ہے. That your desire for معاملات, for عبادات, for deen, that will go away. And your inclination will go towards guna. You won't feel like making namaz, you won't feel like making tilawat, that inclination will go away. اگر ہمت کرے اور طبیعت پر جبر کرے تو دین اعمال میں کچھ فرق نہیں آتا. If a person uses his brains and forces himself, he will make his namazes, he will carry on. But he won't get that enjoyment in it. He will do it if he puts force, pressure upon himself. He won't have that initiative. He won't have that desire. He'll forcing himself, he'll do it, but he won't get that enjoyment in it. لیکن وہ جو ایک خاص قسم کی توفیق و تعیید تھی وہ جاتی رہتی ہے. That help from Allah Ta'ala, which was through the Shaykh, by which you had the desire for ibadat, by which you enjoyed your ibadat, you looked forward to it, you enjoyed it, that will go away. اگر ہمت سے کام کرے تو اب بھی قادر ہو سکتا ہے, اور اگر ہمت نہ کی تو دینی اعمال کی بھی توفیق نہیں رہیں گے. If he takes up the courage which Allah has given him, though he won't get enjoyment, he won't look forward to it, but he realizes namaz is faraz, I have to make my namaz, I must make my zikr, I must make my dua, tilawat, etc. He will do all that, and if he doesn't use that courage, he won't be able, and if he has got the shaykh's happiness and duas, then that, what is what you get? You get that strength, you get that desire to do good deeds. And those good deeds become easy for you. And you enjoy doing good deeds when you have the duas of your shaykh and a proper contact with your shaykh. Is aitibar se shaykh ki takaddur karne mein deeni nuksan bawasta bhi ho sakta hai. In this way, Hazrat explains that by upsetting your shaykh, making him unhappy, inter alia, you will get problems in your deen also. The direct problem will be on your dunya, and indirect on your deen also it will come. Go, bila wasta deeni nuksan nahi hota. Directly, your deen is not harmed. But indirectly, your deen also gets harmed when you upset your shaykh. And the same way, if you upset your ustad, your ilm, there won't be barkat in your knowledge. It won't move, you won't be able to pass it on to others. You won't get enjoyment in sitting with your kitab, studying, reading, etc. If your ustad is happy with you, and you did not have upset your ustads, there is barkat in that knowledge. Allah makes it that it flows, and you become the means of other people getting it also. You enjoy studying your kitabs also. You enjoy teaching also. Then you don't do it as a job. It is a pleasure. Once Maulana Ahmed Khan Puri, Damat Barakato, was here in Cape Town, we were together. I asked him, Hadrat, you don't get tired, so much suffer. He says, when you're doing your hobby, who gets tired doing his hobby? When this becomes your hobby, for example, in knowledge, your teaching, etc., that's your hobby. A person in their hobby, how they go out of their way, you don't get tired. When you think of it as a duty, then you get tired and you don't want to do it. But when you do it as a hobby, a person who is running his own shop, he's over hours also he works, he doesn't feel it a burden. When you're working for somebody, 1 minute extra is a problem also. Now you get cross on your boss, it's time for me to go, seeing your watch all the time, taxi is waiting, my lift is waiting. But if it's your own, there is a difference. So that feeling, that will come. Whether it's the end, with your parents, your dunya. If you make your parents happy and you got your duas of your parents, Allah will give you barakat in your dunya. Your ustad in your knowledge. Your shaykh in your deen. Then that barakat will come. Farmaya, ke ziyada rehzan is tariq ka kibar hai. The biggest highway robber of this path of suluk and tasawwuf and reaching Allah Ta'ala is pride. Pride is the biggest shaitan in this way. The biggest thing that robs you and does not allow you to move forward. Mathalan, bura manna islah se. That when you feel, when somebody told you something, you feel bad about it. Why he told me? That even if you're a sheikh, that I'm above it, nobody can tell me. Who is this to tell me? And worse, the sheikh who tells his murid and the murid feels bad about it. Murid became murid for islah. But when he's made islah, and worse, some people say, you see, any fault of mine, please, you must tell me. The minute you say one fault, they become upset. Some of them even stop coming. They don't meet you because you took out a fault. The pride that is built up, there is so much of pride. And there is a terrible, and it is a disease which is very prevalent and very common, and it is a killer disease. Aur farmaya ke taaleem badoon sohbat ke kaafi nahi hoti. And just getting knowledge and not having sohbat of mashayikh, that knowledge is not enough. Hadrat gave a beautiful example that knowledge is the car to travel, and sohbat is the petrol in the car. Without the car, you can't travel also, so that is knowledge. And the petrol in the car, you got your car, but you got no petrol in it, your car is not going to move. That is sohbat. So it will make your knowledge come in use, and then you will move. Ziyada tar sohbat ki zarurat hai. And ulama have explained, you can have 1 kilo, just by example, of knowledge, you are going to need 10 kilos of sohbat. And some said 100 kilos of sohbat. for that knowledge to practice on it properly, you need the sohbat of the Ahlullah. And the true meaning of deen will come from the Ahlullah, the righteous, true, pious servants of Allah, not from kitabs. From kitabs you get lot of misunderstandings. Lot of people make mistakes from reading books and kitabs. But from sohbat and company, that is where you get the true deen. فرمایا کہ جس سے معتقد ہو اس کے کہنے کو برا نہ مانے. Who you claim to be معتقد, you become murid of this person, then you became, because you are معتقد of him, you believed in him, he is right, he will take me to the right. Now when he tells you something, don't feel bad about it. تھوڑی دیر صبر کرے, make صبر. When he tells you something, this you are doing is not right, that is not right, make صبر. شاید یہ امتحان ہی لیتے ہیں. Possibly he's just taking your imtihan. He's just testing you also. So he's telling you this what you are doing is not right. Phir farmaya ke agar wo uska imtihan ho aur pehle se batla de, to phir imtihan hi kya hua. And if he is testing the person and he tells him, I'm going to test you. Now you tell him that this you are doing is wrong. There is no imtihan. He knows that you told, you just testing him. But without telling you, I'm testing you, and he tells you something, and then, and mashayikh do that, to see also when they want to know what's the, in how much water the murid is, whether he's got pride, they will tell him some, shout him something for nothing also. Then they see his reaction also. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali was by Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. And Hazrat Maulana Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali just gave him on a piece of roti one kawab and told him, sit one side and eat it. And from the side of his eye was watching his face, that how does he feel. But he felt very happy, my sheikh, from my sheikh's hand. And if we feel he didn't let me sit on the dastarkhan and you pull up your face, so he tests also, that to see how far my murid is, how much more my effort I have to make. The imtihan is for that person, whether you are fit for the next level or not. So the sheikh will test the murid also, to see at what level he is. So whenever he tells us, take it that it may be just an imtihan. Maybe genuinely he's correcting us. He's telling us something for our betterment. So if you are really mu'taqid, and you really want your islah, you won't feel bad about it. But if you think that I'm a buzurg and I need to get khilafat, where my sheikh is still taking out my faults, I'm in a position I must get khilafat, then you'll get upset with it, that I'm in this position, what my sheikh is still finding faults with me. So pride is a killer disease. It destroys a person completely. It eats up all our good deeds also. It does not let us progress in any way whatsoever. And this pride shows out in various ways. When we feel ourselves at a certain level, somebody didn't host us according to that, we get upset. That is a sign of our pride. Somebody didn't make salam to us, that is a sign. Didn't make first salam to us, that is. It comes out in very many ways. And this pride is a terrible thing, does not allow a person to move front at all. May Allah Ta'ala save us from pride and all spiritual diseases, inshallah. In this kitab of spiritual remedies, we completed all the major gunas. Now Hazrat has put this little one, like a pamphlet it was, of Hazrat Mahal Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayh, of Hifazat al-Nazar, how to guard our gazes. Amma baad, bad nigai ki muzdirat is qadar hai ke basa awqat unse dunya aur deen dono hi tabaq wa barbaad hai. The terrible effects of casting lustful gazes are so terrible that it destroys a person's deen also, his dunya also. Aaj kal maraz ruhani mein mubtala hone ke asbab bahut zyada phailte jate hain. And today the temptations for this guna are just increasing all the time. In Pakistan, which is a Muslim country, though there are wrongs also, but now, just now we found, heard that big billboards of naked women, which was a thing you could never ever imagine in Pakistan. But this also now, everywhere, newspapers, wherever you see, all this terrible. So temptations are on the increase all the time. And today on the cell phone, on the internet. What terrible temptations. So this guna is terrible and the temptations are increasing all the time. Islam Munasib, and Maulana wrote this about 40-50 years ago. At that time there wasn't all this. But at that time he says, Islam Munasib ma'alum hota hai ki uske baas muzirat aur usse bachne ka ilaj mukhtasar taur par tahreer kar diya jave. He says, therefore I thought it's advisable to write some of the harms and the treatment of this disease down. Taki uski muzirat se hifazat ki ja sake, we can save ourselves from these harms. Chunanche hasbe zail umur ka ihtimam karne se nazar ki hifazat bas sahulat ho sakegi. If a person observes these points, then easily he will be able to save himself from this terrible disease of casting lustful gazes at women. Number one, jis waqt masturat ka guzar ho, ehtimam se nigah niche rakhna. Wherever women are passing, you are at a bus stand, or wherever else you are at a function, and now women are passing, then with great care lower your gazes. Take particular Hazrat himself, our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum explains, one time at Karachi airport, Maulana Abrar al-Haq sahab, there was something, a problem with his visa or whatever, he had to stay in the airport. Hazrat stayed with him there, and then the plane came, one plane, and all passengers and lot of women also. Hazrat had his wheelchair turned to the wall, and he just looked at the wall. So that take that precaution. Bend down, fasten your shoelaces. Whatever else you do, but make sure you don't even look in that direction. And every person can do it. Do it and practice of a little while. And then you'll see anything you practice for any person who is trained, whether it's a teller at a bank, whether it is a person who's doing checking in at the airport, they train him for a while. Then afterwards he trains somebody else. So just do it for, train yourself for a little while, and you'll be able to train other people in fact. Kha kitna hi nafs ka taqaza dekhne ka ho, no matter how much your heart desires to see, but you make it a point not to look. Jaisa ke is par arif hindi Hazrat Khwaja Azizul Hasan sahab Mazhub rahmatullah alayh ne is taur par mutanabbah farmaya. Hazrat Khwaja Azizul Hasan sahab has said this beautiful poem, deen ka dekh hai khatra, there is a danger for your deen. Uthne na paaye ha nazar, make sure your eyes don't get raised up. Wherever they write danger, there is an electric box, danger, you tell your children, come far, don't go there near, it's danger. Kuhe buta me tu agar jaye, to sar jukhaye jaye. If you go into the alleys of these imaginary beauties, then just lower your gazes and go. If you have to go to the bank, you have to walk on the streets, then make sure you keep your gazes low. Number two, agar nigah uth jave aur kisi par par jave, to fauran nigah ko niche kar lena. And if your eyes lifted up, for whatever reason, just by nature, and your eyes fell on a woman, immediately take your eyes away from there. You can do it. Allah has given. Otherwise Allah should not have made it for us upon us. We must do it. We can do it. Allah has given us that capacity, so we should do it. Kha kitni hi ghirani ho, no matter how much your nafs wants to look. Kha dam nikal jane ka andesha ho, even if you feel I'll die if I'm not going to see, rather say I'll die but I'm not going to see. Number three, ye sochna ke nigah ki hifazat na karne se duniya mein zillat. And think that if by not guarding my gazes I will be disgraced in this world. For one, and the first person to notice it is your wife, and she loses respect for you. And then you have a problem that you don't respect me, you don't listen to me, you broke that respect yourself. If you guard your gazes, your wife also will have respect for you. And if the wife has respect for the husband, what to say then? But this will be when we guard ourselves. So a person gains a lot of harm of dunya. Taat ka noor salb ho jata hai. To do good deeds, that noor, that power to do good deeds is taken away. Now we say that I feel very lazy, I can't get up for fajr, I don't make my tilawat, I find for zikr I don't make, that because of your not guarding your gazes, that noor, that power to do good deeds, Allah takes it away. Akhirat ki tabahi yaqeeni hai. and the harms and destruction of akhirat is definite. Bad nigai par kam as kam 4 rakat nafil parne ka ihtimam. If a person did look, then at least make tawbah sincerely. Make 4 rakats of salatul tawbah. The nafs will feel it hard. If you are sincere and you want to save yourself of this, a person will do this. To make 4 rakats of salatul tawbah is in your choice. When you realize, I did wrong, I did look at woman, go and make your 4 rakats. Your nafs won't like it. And then your nafs will tell you, rather, I don't look, otherwise I'll have to pay the fine again. Just how we can save ourselves from fine? We know there's somebody flicked lights, there are traffic cops, though you like to speed, but now you slow down. You don't want to pay the fine, you don't want to get caught. So they put a fine on yourself. Or kuch na kuch hasbe gunjaish khairat aur kasrat se istighfar kare. And give some khairat also. Sadqa. Give some money. Nafs doesn't like to part with money. And when it will have to part with money, it will find it very hard. And make sure you make istighfar also. Fifthly, ye sochna ke bad nigai ki zulmat se qalb satyanas ho jata hai. You think this, that by looking, your heart becomes destroyed. Not only does it become black, it becomes completely destroyed, satyanas. Aur ye zulmat bahut der mein dur hoti hai. And now when you want to take away the darkness, and you want light, it takes a very long time. Jab tak bar bar nigaah ki hifazat na kijiye aave, bawajood taqaze ke. Until once you made one bad nigaahi, and you destroyed your heart, to get your heart back on its right condition, when quite a few times there was an opportunity to look at woman, your heart desired to look, but you did not look, a few times, then that noor will come back again. Otherwise, that noor goes. Us waqt qalb saaf nahi hota. Until then, the heart doesn't become clear, it is black now. Now, no enjoyment in ibadat. Now you say, I don't feel like going to majlis also, because I'll have to hear the same thing which my nafs wants to do. The opposite, I must go here, there. Now I don't feel like making namaz. Laziness comes. Ye sochna ke bad nigaah se mailan, phir mailan se muhabbat, aur muhabbat se ishq paida ho jata hai. And think this, that by looking, then your desire, inclination, will go to that person. From inclination, it will go to love. From love, it will go to intense love. And now you won't worry whether your wife comes to know, whether other people want to come to know. So many cases where people who are imams and who are ulama, when ishq comes, then you don't worry of that also. The respect you have in the community, you don't worry about that also. That becomes the important thing. Aur najais ishq se dunya aur akhirat tabah ho jati hai. And with illicit love affairs, your dunya also is destroyed, your akhirat, your money also goes, your respect also goes, your health goes, your time goes, everything goes. Number 7, last one. Ye sochna ke bad nigaahi se ta'at, zikr wa shagal se rafta rafta raghbat kam ho jati hai. And by looking at other women, then your desire for obedience of Allah, for zikr, for ma'mulats, etc., slowly, slowly, the desire of it goes away. Hatta ke tarki naubat aati hai. Until then, you give it up. And what your nafs will tell you? You haven't got time. Oh, I don't see any benefit in zikr now. I don't see any benefit in tilawat now. And then you give it up. But it is your guna that is causing this. That darkness. Phir nafrat paida hone lagti. And then the worst, you start finding fault in it now. Now you say that these people making zikr are wasting time. People you making tilawat, no benefit in it. Now you start finding fault in it. All this because of the guna of the eyes. May Allah protect us all. And may Allah Ta'ala save us from all gunas, inshallah. Zara zikr karane wala. This week, inshallah, Friday and Saturday, most probably not confirmed, we'll be going to Swaziland. Anyone who wishes to join, 2 days, Friday and Saturday, inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کرائے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے, لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے. خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے, خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو, عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو. غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو. نشہ عشق الہی یارو, نشہ عشق الہی یارو, چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے, جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے. جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جو ہی صحابہ نے, ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے, ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے, ایسا پیارا ہے اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. تیرے حکم خدا کو رکھیں اپنی گردن پر ہم بھی, راہ حق میں اپنی ہتھیلی پر لے جائیں سر ہم بھی. مثل علی کے حملہ کر دے, مثل علی کے حملہ کر دے نفس کے خیبر پر ہم بھی. راہ خدا میں جان لڑا دے, راہ خدا میں جان لڑا دے ہم بھی پڑھ کر بسم اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں, جس سے معاصی کے سارے ہی خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں. پھر سالک کو آسانی سے, پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل پر پہنچاتے ہیں. رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے, رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے سب کہہ دو سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وعلى نساب جمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونبيا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا، فاغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها، أنت ولي ومولاها. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا، وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا، وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا. اللهم احفظنا من كل الفتن ما ظهر من وبطن. اللهم قنا من فتنة الدنيا ومن شر فتنة النساء. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين، ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهدي لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهدي بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهدي الناس جميعا. اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين. اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك، واجعل موتنا في بلد حبيبك. اللهم اطهر قلوبنا من النفاق، وأعمالنا من الرياء، وألسنتنا من الكذب، وأعيننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم خائنة العين ما تخفي الصدور. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك، واتمم علينا نعمتك، واسبغ علينا من فضلك، واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما أسألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.